How is social media like gambling? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Julia Hormis, an assistant professor of psychology at the University at Albany, shows how addictive Facebook can be.
Picture a man playing roulette at a casino. He quickly loses a large sum of money, but keeps placing bigger and bigger bets, convinced that the next turn of the wheel will be the one that pays off, earning him back all his losses and then some. Think of this image the next time you log on to Facebook. The parallels might not be obvious, but our use of the social networking site may have some of the same characteristics that make gambling so addictive. New and exciting content posted to the site acts as a reward similar to a winning bet. A gambler can't predict if his next bet will pay off, and we don't know what we might find the next time we check Facebook. In both cases, it is that uncertainty that has us coming back time and time again. We tested the hypothesis that Facebook can be addictive in a study of more than 250 college students who reported on symptoms like tolerance or spending increasing amounts of time on Facebook, and withdrawal or feelings of anger and irritability when unable to access the site. Almost 10% of students surveyed met our criteria for Facebook addiction. To our surprise, the same students who showed signs of being addicted to Facebook were also likely to report problematic alcohol use. Our data point to a possible explanation for this overlap in maladaptive behaviors. Facebook addicts tended to endorse difficulties regulating their emotions, controlling impulses, and engaging in goal-directed behaviors. These deficits are known risk factors for substance addiction, and it appears that they also heighten our vulnerability to developing addictions to behaviors, like Facebook use. So while we may not be gambling away our life savings, our use of online social networking sites might not be as harmless as we'd like to think. Something to keep in mind next time you go to check Facebook.
That was Julia Hormis of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Well, I hate pointless status updates on Facebook. FYI, we were never M8s. We pretend to be friends on the internet when in real life, we have nothing to say to each other. Oh, brother, I have love for my mother, for good times, for music of my mates. Yeah, I love.